Proclamation number 5072, February 24, 1951. Overcoming Matter, Awakening of the Spirit. Anyone who is materially minded and allows matter to dominate his thoughts too much can hardly become aware of the spirit within himself, which is in complete opposition to matter. Thus, anyone intending to awaken the spirit within him must first have overcome matter. That is, he should no longer be its slave, but have become its master. It should no longer control him. He must be able to easily let go of it, and thus give it away himself by sharing his material possessions with his needy fellow human being, whom he can help by providing him with earthly material possessions. This process of loving activity towards one's fellow human being is necessary in order to bring the spirit within alive, because the person will thereby shape himself such that my spirit can become effective in him, since the spiritual spark within is inseparably connected with me, its eternal Father Spirit. Understandably, the divine element within the human being, in order to express itself, must respond to something divine, because a connection between perfection and imperfection is impossible. Love, however, shapes that which is imperfect into a divine being. Without love, my spirit is unable to make itself known in a human being. The person's love, however, becomes active towards a fellow human being, and thus the former also demonstrates his love for me and can subsequently also receive my manifestation of love. My strength can flow into him and express itself in the working of the spirit. Selfless neighborly love will only ever be practiced by someone who has become master over matter, in which case the spirit is able to work in him. As a result, I myself enter into heartfelt contact with him because his spirit is part of me. Do you now realize what you win if you release yourself from matter? Do you realize the triviality of earthly goods if you gain me by letting go of them? You give little and receive infinitely much in return. The most precious becomes your possession. My love, which pours into your heart and grants you riches beyond measure. Material things are indeed given to you as a test of your will, yet you can use them for beneficial activity. You can relieve much hardship with it and thus be lovingly active on earth. Then matter will provide you with spiritual possessions because you use it for doing kind deeds. Then it will simply be the means in your hands used in order to attain spiritual treasures. Yet only if you give it away, because material and spiritual possessions can never be acquired at the same time as long as the person still allows his heart to be held captive by matter. It has to be conquered. And that is your task on earth if you want to awaken the spiritual spark in you and thereby also establish contact with me. If you want to give me the right to dwell in your heart, but then you will have won everything. Then you will only work for the spiritual kingdom. Then you will have passed your test of earthly life. For once I have taken abode in you, I will not leave you again. Then you will be permeated by my spirit and become aspirants for my kingdom, which is not of this world. Then you will return into the Father's house, to me, from whom you once came forth, and who will not rest until you have become his own forever. Amen.